Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State, home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
Insomnia Radio Orlando, Episode 8. This episode, like most of mine, is not really kid-safe or work-safe, so consider yourself warned.
Every Saturday morning, there's a reason to feel fine. Happily, the loyal assistants rush to read the new headline. Seems there's never a moment that's allowed to be unwound. It's easier to follow suit when there's no one else around. Standing guard above ground, observing all the in-between. Never understand what it means when liars laugh until they're green. Ostrich egging a noisemaker can cure a restless mind. Entertain visitors long enough to pause and press rewind. It's also unkind. Opposite note day. Hey, hey, it's opposite note day.
The song you just heard was Schwill with My Girlfriend is a Whore. Aw, isn't that sweet? Schwill just happens to be the man behind Bulldog Audio. He lists his talents there as studio owner, programming, engineer, producer, manager, vocal cords, guitars, drums, synth, bass, percussion, songwriter, booking, merchandiser, and promoter. So he's definitely got his hands full there. You can find him on his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/schwill, or Bulldog Audio at myspace.com/bulldogaudio. And you can purchase CDs on his MySpace page as well. And if you're in the area, he's got a weekly gig on Tuesday nights at 10:30 at The Haven in Winter Park, and on Thursday nights at 10:30 p.m. at Natura Coffee and Tea, and I think that's the one out by UCF. And we open the show with another Bulldog Audio band called The Q's, and the song is called Opposite Milk Day. You can find them at myspace.com/theq's. They have a couple of upcoming gigs. One is September 23rd at Stardust and September 25th at the AKA Lounge. And that one looks like it's going to be a pretty big deal. It's like a 12.5-hour huge Battle of the Bands. It's called Rocking Idol Battle of the Bands. And I read just a little bit about this, and apparently it's kind of like the preliminaries for an upcoming TV show. And I looked at the website, it's rockingidol.com, and there's not really anything much there yet. But if you look at myspace.com/Curtis Lake, and I'll put that in the show notes, there's a little bit more information about it. Apparently they're doing it in like 7 different cities, and they've got like a dozen bands in each city. And they're competing for cash and prizes and possibly a spot on this TV show. Next up, we have Rocket 88 with The Destroyer. I've mentioned before how much I love this band. They have a website, which is rocket88.org, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/rocket88org. This song is from their 2005 release, which is called Alien Attack, and that's on Spacefish Records.
Destroyer. to the Destroyer.
If you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
Well, you just see me staring in space. How could those looks go to waste? I've been paying all those love tolls. Baby, it's a dead end road. Wow, I've been trying to get your attention now for 7 days a week. I've been trying to get your affection for 7 days a week. I've been trying to get your attention for 7 days a week. I've been trying to get your attention for 7 days a week. You seem to talk that much, and you seem to be a real big bitch, but I think that you're really sweet, and your love is what I need. Wow, I've been trying to get your attention now for 7 days a week. I've been trying to get your attention now for 7 days a week. I've been trying to get your attention now for 7 days a week. I've been trying to get your attention now for 7 days a week.
Freshly mastered new song from the Brad Leo administration. It's called 7 Days a Week. That's a little preview to a 7-inch release that's coming out on Florida's Dying in the near future. I don't have an exact date on that. More on that at floridasdying.com. They will be playing September 29th at Uncle Lou's in Orlando. Find more about them at myspace.com/Brad Leo administration.
More do I have to say? They're gonna lie to you. They're gonna tell you it's fate, and it all happens for a reason. Where sometimes you wanna believe them. Well, we'll throw it all away. Leave it here today. We're gonna find a way, and baby, I won't wait. How much longer do we have to wait?
Survive.
That was The Queen by Mike Dunn and the Kings of New England. That comes from their excellent debut EP, The Edge of America. And I believe you can order that on their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Mike Dunn and the Kings of New England. Mike has said that he basically wants to create the kind of rock and roll that makes you just want to roll down your car windows and blast it out. That EP was actually produced by Gasoline Heart's Lou DiFabrizio, who's also a member of the Kings of New England. The next thing I'm going to play for you is a Friends of the Family segment. Technically, it's a Friends of the Family for Insomnia Radio New York, although Jason has also played this song on The Daily Dose. The artist is Eric Schwartz, and if you haven't heard IR New York Episode 5 and you like this song, you should definitely go check it out, because Ren interviewed Eric, and she played, I think, about 5 of his songs, and it was a really great show, so you should go check it out. Oh, my bad, that was actually Episode 4. If you're not already subscribed, that's at newyork.insomniaradio.net. I crack up every time I hear the song, because I believe I've actually had this conversation a few times, and the song is called Clinton Got a Blowjob, and you can actually buy it at Eric's website, which is ericschwartz.com, for $2, and 25% of that he'll donate to moveon.org. Eric also has a MySpace page, but there was a screw-up when he registered his URL there, so it's really just a number. So what I'm going to do is what I do every week on my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/insomniaradioorlando. I'm going to put Eric in my top friends. And by the way, I do that every week, so if you ever happen to be looking for any of the artists that I played that week, you can just find them by going to my page, and as long as they have a MySpace page, they should be in my top friends.
For those Republicans in the audience who have already purchased CDs, they are non-refundable. George Bush lied about webs of mass destruction. Clinton got a blowjob. So there was deception added to the suction, but Clinton got a blowjob. Now what's worse, starting a war or keeping your cohibas in a human humidor? And who got impeached? And what for? All right, Clinton got a blowjob. George Bush vacationed while New Orleans drowned.
Clinton got a blowjob.
He sat in a classroom with the towers falling down.
Clinton got a blowjob.
He fucked up FEMA, which fucked up Katrina. Not to mention the conventions of Geneva, with 23 civilians murdered in Haditha. Now how can a man without a brain cause a nation so much pain, cause a world to feel such hate for these so-called United States? And how Congress help but act in the face of every fact I have presented here? The comparison couldn't be more clear. George Bush authorized leaks of classified information.
Clinton got a blowjob.
To make the case for attacking a sovereign nation.
Clinton got a blowjob.
Couldn't shoot him, so they had to shame him. But if you know a single honest politician, name him. And you've seen Hillary. Can you blame him? Clinton got a blowjob. I mean, I'm sorry, Hillary. We all gotta take one for the team. George Bush funds sex ed that says that condoms don't work. Did it, both your daughters would be pregnant, you jerk. So Bush lied about his bus for driving drunk. Clinton's biggest crime was having spunk. for choosing a statue less than statuesque and hiding her under the Oval Office desk. What else, George? What else have you done? Stem cell research. Abstinence. What else have you lied about? Global warming, missile defense, going AWOL from the National Guard. Find some more, everybody. It's not that hard. Jack Abramoff, Valerie Plame, Al-Qaeda's links to Saddam Hussein, Abu Ghraib, Kenny Lay, our record deficit today. Wiretapping, info leaking, waterboarding, power hoarding, rights destroying, Christ deploying, load of scat in the stats of... I'll do my part. I'll play the pawn. If that's what it takes to get you gone, I'm on my knees, George. Bring it on.
Close out the show today with my friend Amy Steinberg and her song I'm So Special. This comes from her seventh independent release, which is called Must Be the Moon, and you can find her at myspace.com/AmySteinberg or at amysteinberg.net. Amy's actually in the process of relocating to North Carolina, but she does so much touring that it kind of doesn't matter where her home base is, and she has a lot of Orlando gigs booked in the next few months, so I think we'll still be seeing quite a bit of her. If you live, well, pretty much anywhere on the East Coast, she's got a ton of Southeast tour dates this fall, and I know she has ventured to the West Coast and all over the United States, so... she keeps her MySpace page very current with her tour dates, and if you get a chance, she puts on an awesome show, so you should definitely try to catch it. I am out of here, and I will see you guys next week.
1, 2, 3, 4! Just like everyone else, and I'm centered so perfectly around myself. Get me out of me. I'm such a fucking pain in my ass. I'm either mapping out the future with some big plan, or I'm looking back at the past. I'm looking back at the past. I'm so tired of taking shit from my inner child.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.